A podfic of A Heavy Rock.
Written by Liger Cat.
Read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. Phineas and Ferb help Vanessa move. Vanessa and Phineas discover they have something in common. End of summary. Thanks for helping me with this, Vanessa said, nudging the door open with her shoulder as she carried another box inside. Phineas had his head tilted up to see over the stack of them he was carrying. It's no problem. Where do you want these? Bedroom. She dropped her own on the kitchen counter, leaning against it as she peeked inside, trying to see which box of kitchen stuff this was. When she was packing, it hadn't seemed like there'd been this much stuff to bring up to her new apartment, but she had no doubt it was worth the effort. The view was breathtaking, the open floor plan was just what she'd been looking for, and best of all, it wasn't the downstairs apartment in her dad's building that he'd been trying to convince her to move into. Phineas exited the bedroom and paused at the full-length windows that lined the outside wall. You know, we could have rigged up something to transport the boxes up here. Oh no, she shook her head, pushing away from the counter. After my dad's suggestion to use his move-inator ended with my music collection on the moon, I'll stick with the old-fashioned way of doing things. Did you get it back? Yeah, minus my graphic widow album. Phineas whistled. Acts of Death or Napalm Utopias? Vanessa blinked. You're familiar with them? It was not the type of music she imagined him listening to. Yeah, he turned from the window. So which one? Napalm Utopias. Great! Grinning, he bounced lightly on his heels. I have one as a download and a physical copy. I can bring you the disc tomorrow. She didn't like to think she judged books by their cover, but Phineas had always struck her as more of a bubblegum pop guy than the sort to listen to that kind of heavy metal, with his bright colors and peppy attitude. Looking at the bright-eyed, sincere expression on his face, she couldn't help but laugh. You actually like them? Yeah? His grin faded into an unsure smile. He shrugged. My music tastes are... He made vague gesture with his hands. All over. Ferb doesn't understand how I can like so many genres and still think most of his rap collection sucks. Ferb has a rap collection. She was learning so much about them today, things she'd never bothered to or thought to ask about in the years since she met them. Yep, Ferb does. Phineas's smile grew back into a grin. As if summoned by his name being spoken three times, Ferb appeared in the doorway. Correction, Ferb's legs appeared in the doorway. The rest of him was blocked from sight by cardboard boxes. Phineas hurried over to take the top ones from him, Vanessa a few steps behind him. Ferb, you should have made more than one trip. Face unhinged, Ferb blinked at Phineas. You could have tripped. Vanessa shook her head in amusement as she tried to figure out where these went, leaving the brothers to bicker. She only got a few feet away from them when she got an idea. She turned back. Hey, Phineas! He glanced over at her. Yeah? There's a Graphic Widow concert next month. You want to go? With you? The puzzlement almost had her taking it back before his expression cleared. Yes. Yes, I would. Great. She was looking forward to it. The end.